USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus outbreak seeming to be easing a bit in some places, including New York State, which had been the epicenter for the past few weeks, but it was still a very deadly day in the U.S. yesterday as more than 1,800 people died from COVID-19, a record for coronavirus fatalities in one country in a single day. There have been around 400,000 confirmed cases and nearly 13,000 deaths in the nation. Meanwhile, many in Congress are talking about a second stimulus package to try to help American workers and businesses, but some Republicans in particular are resistant to that, at least for now. Glenn Grossman is a congressman representing the 6th District in Wisconsin.
$2 trillion spent already, and we're going to have lower tax receipts because people are not working, which means we're just going to have a massive deficit this year.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Annual spring religious celebrations by Jews, Christians, and Muslims will be very different this year as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Rabbi Noam Maron says that people should forego the usual large gatherings for the greater good.
He who saves one life, it is as if he has saved the entire world. We actually have the ability in this unusual circumstance to save lives.
Rabbi Marons, who's with the American Jewish Committee, was speaking to NBC News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson entering his third day of intensive care today as a result of the virus. A junior health minister in Britain says Johnson's in stable condition in an intensive care unit. He's comfortable and in good spirits. He has been given oxygen, but he's not on ventilation at this time. A branch of the UN is predicting this coronavirus could wipe out the equivalent of 195 million full-time jobs around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Wisconsin went forward with yesterday's scheduled primary despite the pandemic, but while the votes were cast, they are not being counted right away. The state's election commission saying that results from the election yesterday won't be reported until sometime early next week. The nation's second largest city will be requiring people to wear masks soon because of the outbreak. Anyone in Los Angeles who leaves their home will have to have their mouth and nose covered starting this Friday. If not, businesses from grocery stores to pharmacies will be legally allowed to refuse people service. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler on Instagram yesterday saying that God will end the coronavirus if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry. The Hulkster comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt, saying God has taken away everything humans worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy all around the world. And it's the end of an era as Modern Family wraps up its 11-season run on the ABC network tonight. It's been around for 250 episodes, and it's won over 20 Emmys. It will finish up with an hour-long special finale this evening. Find us online anytime. We're always at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.